وتبريرا، سواء كان مسلما يقع في الشركيات والبدع والخرافات، سواء كان مسلما يدعي أنه سني لكنه أبعد ما يكون عن السنة، سواء كان سلفيا يدعي أنه سلفي ونحن لا ننفي سلفيته لكنه يقع في مواطين يخالف تلك السلفية، فندعو الجميع آخذين بأيديهم إلى الهدى، تعالوا جميعا ندعوهم إلى أن يأتوا وإلى أن يقتربوا وإلى أن يسمعوا، ليس على حساب الحق ولكن لكي نسمعهم الحق، ولكن بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة.
The Sheikh said that from the milestones of the title, and it is one of the milestones of the Salafi Da'wah also, is that we are in a situation, we are in a time of Da'wah, inviting and calling others. And our time is very similar to the time when the Prophet ﷺ was in Mecca. We do not say, as some do say, that we are now in a jahiliyyah, in a time that is exactly the same as the pre-Islamic era, and that the masajid of nowadays are masajid of jahiliyyah. They resemble the time of the pre-Islamic era. This is the exaggeration of the Khawarij, and this is the exaggeration of those who are similar to them, similar to the Khawarij, and took a path that is similar to the path of the Khawarij. The Sheikh said, as I have said previously, that the scholars, the great scholars of the Salafi Da'wah in our time, they are all in agreement that this is a time, the time we are in, is a time of calling and inviting others to know the truth of Islam. The Sheikh said that the people nowadays are divided into two categories, two extremes, you can say. One group of them, they say that we do not want to get involved in what is claimed to be the Sira' of the Hadarat, which is the clash of civilizations. So they say we do not want this clash to happen between the East and the West, and like that, between different religions. So we don't want the clash of civilizations to happen. So what they say, what they do is, they keep quiet. They say we do not invite others, we do not call to Islam, because we do not want to fall of this conflict and clash of civilizations. This is one group. The other group is on the other side, and those who opine or have the position of that they have to struggle with force, with using weapons. This group does not care what is the result. Even if corruption is spread in the land, they do not care. We say that both groups are wrong. This group is wrong, those who are completely silent, and they do not want to even call others to the true religion of Islam, these they are wrong. And the other group also, they are wrong, those who just go on to fighting, using weapons, even though this will cause corruption in the land. We say that we are in a station or in a situation that we have to call others, we have to invite others to Islam. And therefore, when we are inviting others, we have to clarify. We have to clarify the truth. But then, us clarifying the truth and making it clear to others, it does not mean that we cause corruption in the land, and it does not mean that we cause injustice or do injustice to others. We are not going to harm or cause injustice, wrongdoing to happen to others. We are in a situation of qawl, speech, speaking, and kalam, speech, and bayan, clarification. And we are in a situation or in a status where we have to do that. We have to invite others. We have to invite others. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say. And this is the obligation of the time. This is the obligation of the time. This is what is compulsory on the Muslims to do in this time. That is to call and to clarify. The Sheikh said that many of us, many of the Muslims, they do not know the truth. And they do not know the milestones of the truth. Even from those Muslims who attribute themselves to Sunnah, even those who attribute themselves to Salafiyya, you find them sometimes not knowing the milestones, the true meaning of this da'wah. The Sheikh said that our da'wah must be by the good word and beautiful admonition, and it has to be based upon wisdom. And we benefited this from this ayah, from the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, which is kalima, which means word. You know, our da'wah has to be by the word, the good word. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, come to a word. So our da'wah, after establishing, you know, that we are in a time of da'wah, now the da'wah must be done by the word, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it should be a good word, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and say to the people that which is good, قُلُوا لِلنَّاسِ الْحُسْنَةِ. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the good word is a sadaqah, it's a charity. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what means, call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful admonition, beautiful preaching. And argue with them with that which is best. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what means, and who is better in speech? Who is better in speech than the one who says, who calls to Allah and says that I am from the Muslimin? Who is better in speech than this one? So the da'wah has to be with the word, the good word. So the Shaykh once again says, we are not with those who say, let's keep quiet, and we should not confront the others by calling them to our deen, because this will cause some clash of civilizations. We are not with those, and we are not with the other side who are calling to do fighting or doing jihad, when actually what they are doing has nothing to do with jihad whatsoever. Rather, it should be, or it is called, it is fasad, it is causing corruption and spreading corruption in the land. The Shaykh said that even if some people transgress against us by causing corruption in the land, it is not allowed for us to retaliate by causing corruption in the land. Also, if other than us, they fell into sinning when they are, you know, fighting us, it is not allowed for us to commit sin while trying to take back our rights or while trying to retaliate. How much the Shaykh said we are in need, how much we are in need of calling to a tawheed and to clarifying the tawheed and making it clear and manifest to the people. The Shaykh also said that within the ayah, قُلْ تَعَالَى قُلْ يَا الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَى إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ. The word ta'ala, spoke about the word قُلْ and the word kalima, word. And now he says the word ta'ala, come, ta'ala. In it there is gentleness to the one who is being called. We are asking him to come. We are asking him to come, to agree with us. To come, to agree with us. And some of us, unfortunately, they turn away people. They run away people from the da'wah by their attitudes or by the things that they do. The Shaykh mentioned the hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed his speech to some of the Sahaba. He said, surely there amongst you are those who run the people away. إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُنَفِّرِينَ. So this was directed, this speech was directed to some of the companions, radiallahu anhu. So what about us? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the people, and some of them are kafir, some of them disbelievers, some of them will be disobedient, and so on and so forth. We know this fact. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created those human beings and destined for them to be in this situation. But we are asked by Allah from the Sharia point of view, the legislative order, is for us to call them by gentleness and by using good word and by showing care and diligence that they should be guided through us. We do not treat them in a way that we cause them to run away. If it happens actually in the end that they run away and they don't listen, they don't accept the da'wah, then the sin is upon them. The sin is upon them. But we ourselves, we should not treat them in a way that we cause them to run away from accepting the da'wah or the truth. The Shaykh said, maybe we can understand this meaning from the end of the ayah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. So if they turn away, so they bear witness that we are from the Muslims. So you can see in the ayah it says, so if they turn away, they are the ones who choose to turn away. Not us turning them away, they are the ones who choose to turn away. So if they turn away, then they only turn away against themselves and causing harm to only themselves. The Shaykh said that the Salafi da'wah is the da'wah of wisdom. There is no tanfir, there is no running away to the people in it. And there is no harshness upon the person who is opposing it or opposing it. So the word ta'ala, it has or it carries this meaning of asking those who oppose us to draw nearer and come to us. It is a call, it is a call, it is a da'wah, it is a call, an invitation, using words, using the kalim, using words of wisdom and beautiful preaching. And also in it there is diligence and care to have the opponent or the one who is opposing the da'wah to whether he was a Kafir or a Muslim, or a Sunni Muslim, or a Sunni Muslim or Salafi, there is care in it to try to gently ask the one who is opposing the truth to come back to it and to follow the truth. To follow the truth.
قل يا أهل الكتاب. هذا الخطاب نفسه فيه إشارة للمطل في العبارة. أهل الكتاب كفار. قال تعالى لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. لكن عندما نخاطبهم لا نقول يا أيها الكافرون. نحن نريد لهم أن يأتوا. نعم الكفار أنواع. هل كفر أهل الكتاب يجعلنا نساويهم بالملاحدة الدهريين؟ العدل يقتضي أن نفرق بين الكتاب والوثن. العدل يقتضي ذلك. نعم هذا كافر وهذا كافر، ولكن كل يعامل ويخاطب بما يناسبه. فكلمة أهل الكتاب نفسها فيها شيء من العبارة التي تدعو للقبول. كان ممكن أن يقال يا أيها الكافرون، كما خطب أهل مكة مثلا، قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم إلى آخره. لكن هنا يا أهل الكتاب، هؤلاء مؤمنون بالكتاب ومؤمنون بالرسول، وإن كانوا وقعوا فيما يخالف الكتاب ويخالف الرسول، لكن هل يجوز لي أن أنفي عنهم النسبة التي انتسبوا إليها؟ نجاوب لا. إذا لما ينتسب إنسان إلى الإسلام أنا أخاطبه باسم الإسلام الذي يحبه. إذا انتسب إنسان إلى السنة، الآن كلمة سني في العالم الشائع بين المسلمين، سني يعني ليس بشيعي. كثير من السنيين في الدنيا عندما يقول لك أنا سني يعني ليس شيعيا، فعندهم السنة ضد الشيعة. فمثل هذا السني حتى وإن كان فيه ما فيه من الخرافات والبدع، هل يجوز لك أولا أن تنفي عنه السنة؟ هذا واحد. ثانيا، حتى لو كان مخالفا للسنة في كثير من أموره، أليس من الحكمة أن تدعوه بالاسم الذي انتسب هو إليه؟ يا أيها السنة، السنة فيها كذا وكذا وكذا. وخطبه باسم السنة الذي انتسب إليه سلفي ووقع فيما يخالف السلفية، هل أقول له أنت لست سلفيا أم أقول يا أيها السلفي تعال؟ السلفية فيها كذا وكذا وكذا. إذا الخطاب الذي يدعو للقبول كما قلنا ونكرر الآية فيها معالم للرفقة الدعوة، والكلمات التي تدعو لقبول الحق، الكلمات التي تدعو المخالف إلى الإتيان تعالوا إلى كلمة، فأخاطبه باسم الذي انتسب إليه، هو انتسب إلى كتاب، يا أهل الكتاب ربنا خاطبهم بنسبتهم، انتسبوا لكتاب وإن كانوا مخالفين لهذا الكتاب، يا أهل الكتاب. عندما نخاطب المسلمين يا أيها المسلمون وإن كانوا مخالفين للإسلام، عندما نخاطب السني الذي رضي للسنة اسما له نخاطبه يا أيها السني، سلفي رضي للسلفية اسما له يا أيها السلفي، لكننا نخاطبه ونقيم عليه الحجة برفق وببيان نرجو له به الهداية. إذا نحن نخاطب الناس بالأسماء التي انتسبوا إليها وإن كانوا مخالفين لحقيقتها، لأن هذا فيه ترغيب، لأن هذا فيه ترقيق للقلوب، نخاطبهم بالطريقة التي يقبلون بها الحق. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا. إذا الآية تؤكد المرة بعد المرة طريقة الدعوة، طريقة الترغيب، طريقة الرفق في البيان، التحبيب للمخاطب فيما يدعى إليه، الأخذ بيده إلى الهدى. ليست دعوة فيها التنفير وفيها الحرص على هلاك المخاطب، الحرص على هلاك المخالف. إذا هذا هو الذي ينبغي أن نشتغل به في هذا الزمان، دعوة إلى الحق بالحق، دعوة إلى الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة، دعوة إلى الله بالرفق والكلمة الطيبة والبيان الذي به يظهر للناس حقيقة هذا الدين، حقيقة هذا الدين الذي ندين به وما دخلنا فيه نبينه، لكن بطريقة مقبولة، بكلمات طيبة، بكلمات مرغبة. يا أهل الكتاب وهم كفار وقع منهم الشرك وليسوا مسلمين وليسوا على ما كان عليه الأنبياء وليسوا على ما جاءت به الكتب التي بين أيديهم، لكن يدعون بهذا الاسم يا أهل الكتاب، ندعوهم بالأسماء التي يحبونها بما انتسبوا إليه بما ارتضوه لأنفسهم حتى يرغبهم ويحفظهم في ما يدعون إليه، وليس هذا على حساب الحق، بل نسمي الأشياء بأسمائها، نسمي الشرك شركا ونسمي الكفر كفرا ونسمي الضلال ضلالا ونسمي البدعة بدعة ونسمي المعصية معصية ونسمي الفسق فسقا، كل شيء نسميه باسمه، وندعو الناس إلى النجاة أيضا بأسماء الحق من توحيد وطاعة وهدى وبر ونحو ذلك مما هو من الحق. فإحقاق الحق لا يعني الحرص على إهلاك الخلق، والحرص على الخلق والرفق بهم لا يعني تضيع معالم الحق، فهذا هو التأصيل السليم، هذه الوسطية، هذا هو العدل. وكلمة سواء فيها معنى العدل وفيها معنى الاشتراك فيما دعونا الناس إليه أن ندخل فيه، لأن الشيء السوي هو الشيء المستقيم، الشيء السوي قل تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء، سواء أي عدل، أي مستقيمة، أي على الجادة، وفي نفس الوقت سواء أي نحن وأنتم داخلون في ذلك. ففيه أيضا أننا لا نتكبر على الناس ولا نتعالى عليهم، بل نحن ندعوهم إلى ما دخلنا فيه وندخل فيما دعوناهم إليه، فكلنا تجاه هذا الحق سواء، لا فرق بين أحد منا إذا نحن دخلنا في هذا الباب، في باب الهدى، فكلنا سواء، لا فرق بين عربي وعجمي إلا بالتقوى، لا فرق بين غني وفقير إلا بالتقوى، لا يتعالى بعضنا على بعض، لا يتكبر بعضنا على بعض، لا نتعصب للأعراق والأجناس، وإنما هو الهدى، هذا هو الذي نحن ندعو أنفسنا والناس إلى الدخول فيه، الهدى، هذا هو الذي نحرص على أن نكون جميعا داخلين فيه، ندعو أنفسنا وغيرنا إلى أن نكون عبادا لله سبحانه وتعالى. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله، هذا هو ما ندعو الناس إليه وندعو أنفسنا أيضا للدخول فيه. فلا ينبغي أن يتعالى الداعي على المدعو، لا ينبغي أن ينظر الداعي إلى المدعو من أعلى إلى أسفل، وإنما يحاول أن يأخذ بيد هذا المدعو إلى الهدى، يحاول أن يأخذ بيد هذا المدعو إلى الخير، فهو يقربه ويدنيه ويأخذ بيده إلى الهداية ويحببه في الحق ويبين له معارمه بطريقة يقبلها ويرغب فيها في الهداية كما قلنا. فإن هلك وأبى إلى الضلال فعليه ذنبه وعليه وزره، لا نتحمل نحن شيئا من ذلك، لا نكون سببا في إهلاك الناس، لا نكون سببا في نفورهم. هذا من أعظم ما ينبغي التنبيه عليه في هذا الوقت، في هذا الزمان الذي نحن نعيش فيه وفي تلك الظروف التي تحيط بنا من كل جانب. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم.
الشيخ حفظه الله said, قل يا أهل الكتاب, say all people of the book. This type of speech also, in it there is a hint to being nice and kind in when you are directing your words or your speech to those who are being called. Here you can see that Allah said, أهل الكتاب, all people of the book, say all people of the book. The Shaykh said, أهل الكتاب, the people of the book, are disbelievers. But when we direct the speech to them, we call them by the people of the book. Although they are kuffar, but then the kuffar are of different types. And justice necessitates, being just necessitates that we differentiate between the person who is kitabi, following a book from the people of the book, and the idolater, the one who is worshipping an idol, and also the one who is an atheist. Mulhid, the one who doesn't believe in anything, in any religion or creator. So here, the, using the word Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, in it there is a kind or nice way of directing the speech to them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said disbelievers, because they are disbelievers. But then since these people, they attribute themselves to a book, and they attribute themselves to a messenger, even though they are opposing the book and opposing the messenger that they attribute themselves to, still, since they are attributing themselves to the book and to the messenger, we are calling them by the attribution that they have accepted for themselves. Likewise, nowadays, the word Sunni is, the term Sunni is used in general to mean someone who is not Shia. Sunni is someone who is not Shia. So if we are calling someone who is Sunni, but then he has fallen into some mukhalafat, some, you know, of what opposes the truth, can we, he is attributing himself to the Sunni, can we negate this attribution from him, or should we negate this attribution from him? The Shaykh said it is not part of being of wisdom or being wise to not to call him by the attribution that he accepted for himself, the Sunni. So if he is calling himself Sunni, then we make use of that. And we tell him, oh Sunni, you should do this and that. You should not, since you attribute yourself to the Sunnah, you should not go against the Sunnah. Also, someone who attributes himself to Salafiyah, to the way of the Salaf, he calls himself Salaf, yet he has fallen into something, a disobedience, something that opposes the way and the manhaj of the Salaf. Isn't it part of being wise, isn't it being part of wisdom, that you call upon him saying, oh Salaf, because he has accepted this attribution for himself. Isn't it wise to call him and say, oh Salafi, you are falling into such and such mistake which goes against the way of the Salaf, against the attribution that you are accepting for yourself. So we call the people and direct our speech to them using the attribution that they accepted for themselves. So we say, O people of the book, we say, O Muslims, we say, O Sunni, we say, O Salafi. We use these attributions and we use these names that they have accepted for themselves, even though we realize and understand that they went against these names that they are attributing themselves to. But we do that because in this way there is a kindness and there is a call to them, a gentle call to them to draw nearer and come to us in an encouraging manner to accept the truth, to make them love the truth that they are being called to. It is a call that has no room for running the people away from the truth. It is a call that is, in which there is diligence and there is extreme care that to bring the person who went against the truth, and you know, there is no diligence or no care that we want them to be destroyed or we want them to be wiped off the earth. The Sheikh said that this is what we should busy ourselves with during these times: calling with wisdom and beautiful preaching, clarification, clarifying to the people the truth of Islam, by which the clarification by which the beauty and the truth of Islam will be clear and manifest to the people. We encourage them, we make them love what we are inviting them to. We do this, but we do not do this in a way that we will take away part of the truth or we will lower some of the truth. No, rather we call things, we give them the name that they deserve. So if something is kufr, we call it kufr, disbelief. Something is shirk, we call it shirk, the associated partner with Allah. If something is a disobedience, we call it disobedience. If it is fisk, wickedness, we call it just that. And we call the people to save themselves. And we call them also using the terms that are the true terms. We call them to tawheed, we call them to ta'a, we call them to obey Allah, and so on, so forth. So, at the same time, we try our best to establish the truth, and at the same time, we try to show extreme mercifulness towards the people, and we should not have these two objectives, we should not have them conflict with one another. So, we say that establishing the truth does not conflict with being kind and merciful to the people. And being kind and merciful to the people should not cause us to, you know, not establish the truth or call things by name other than what they deserve. And this is al-wasatiyya, this is following the middle course, and this is being on the path of adl or justice. The Sheikh said that the word sawa' that is used in the ta'ala comes to a word that is sawa'. He said that in the word sawa' there is the meaning of justice and there is the meaning of sharing. And you know, that is something that is mutually shared between the caller and the one who is being called. So we both, it has the meaning of justice, and at the same time, we both of us, the caller and the one who is being called, both of them share the same thing. So we, the caller, we also fall under the same thing that we are calling them to fall. We do not show arrogance. We do not show that we are higher than those whom we are calling. Rather, here you can see the meaning that we share the same thing. This thing is mutually shared between us and them. So there is no difference between the people, like in terms of rich or poor. We do not show chauvinism or fanaticism towards a certain lineage or towards a certain tribe. Rather, what concerns us, what we focus on, is the guidance, is the truth. Guidance. We call others to guidance, and we make sure also that we are guided. Say, O people of the book, come to a word that is just and mutual between ourselves and yourself. So the caller does not show any arrogance toward the one whom he is calling. Rather, he is trying to bring him near, and he is trying to make him love to be guided and make him love guidance itself. And if that person who is being called chose destruction, chose the path of destruction, chose the path of misguidance, then the sin is only on him, because he has chosen to be misguided or destroyed. But we ourselves, we do not make ourselves what we are supposed to do. This is what we are supposed to busy ourselves with during these times, and that is calling and inviting the people to the truth with the word, wisdom, and beautiful preaching, and in a way that there is no arrogance towards the one being called, and all following the same thing that we are calling the others to. We are not, you know, giving exceptions to ourselves from the orders that we are calling them to.
نختم إن شاء الله تعالى هذه المحاضرة بخاتمة الآية الكريمة. فنصف الآية الأول كان فيه الحرص على بيان الرفق في الدعوة والحرص على الأخذ.
What we are supposed to do, this is what we are supposed to busy ourselves with during these times, and that is calling and inviting the people to the truth with the word, wisdom, and beautiful preaching, and in a way that there is no arrogance towards the one being called, and to show that we are all following the same thing that we are calling the others to. We are not, you know, giving exceptions to ourselves from the orders that we are calling them to.
بخاتمة الآية الكريمة. فنصف الآية الأول كان فيه الحرص على بيان الرفق في الدعوة والحرص على الأخذ بيد المخالف. والشق الثاني من الآية فيه الحرص على بيان معالم الحق وإحقاقه وإظهار دلائله وأنه لا يجامل فيه أحد. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله. التوحيد. ولم يقل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن نعبد الله، وإنما قال ألا نعبد إلا الله لبيان أن الموحد لا يكون موحدا إلا بالبراءة من الشرك. ألا نعبد إلا الله. وزاد ذلك تأكيدا بالنهي عن ضده ولا نشرك به شيئا. والآن الناس في المشارق والمغارب يعتبرون الدعوة إلى التوحيد تنكيرا على الله. إذن كما قلنا إننا ننهى هؤلاء المنفرين عن تنكير الناس، فإن هذا لا يقتضي التفريط في الحق، بل الحق مبين ولكن بطريقة طيبة. ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. هل نحن بهذا البيان قد سببنا أحدا؟ هل شتمنا أحدا؟ لابد من التفريق بين مقام إحقاق الحق وبيانه وبين مقام الخطاب والدعوة. مثلا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يخبر خبرا صادقا، لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. هذا خبر عن الله سبحانه، وهذا خبر حق. لكن هل سمعتم أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم خاطب يهوديا أو نصرانيا بقوله لعنك الله؟ هل هذا ورد في السنة؟ ما ورد لعنك الله، ما في. بالعكس، كان ينهى أصحابه عن اللعن، حتى عن سب آلهة الكفار، ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا. مقام الدعوة ومقام الخطاب يقتضي الكلمة الطيبة كما سبق بيانه. عائشة رضي الله عنها تغضب للنبي صلى الله عليه لما مر به نفر من اليهود فحرفوا الألفاظ والكلمة عن مواضعه، فقالوا السلام عليك يا رسول الله، يهمون أنهم يسلمون السلام عليك، جعلوها السلام أكلوا اللام، يدعون عليه بالموت. السام في لغة العرب الموت، كأنهم قالوا يعني أماتك الله، يدعون عليه بالموت، السام عليك يا محمد. فلما قالوا هذا السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها غضبت، قالت السلام عليكم واللعنة يا أبناء القردة والخنازير، فنهاها صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ذلك. هذا لأنها خاطبتهم بهذا الخطاب لهم، يا أبناء اللعنة عليكم والسلام عليكم أنتم يا أبناء القردة. هذا في مقام الدعوة لا يصلح، هذا في مقام الخطاب ينفر. وقال لها قد رددت عليهم قلت عليكم، إن كانوا قد قالوا كلمة طيبة فلهم كلمة طيبة، وإن كانوا قد قالوا كلمة خبيثة فعليهم الخبيثة. فكلمة عليكم أغنتني عن أن أقول مثل هذا الكلام الفاحش البذيء، وما كان لنبي أن يكون فاحشا. الشاهد بارك الله فيكم هو أن إحقاق الحق لا يكون بغلظة ولا بتنفير، وأن الرفق بالخلق لا يكون بتضييع معالم الحق أبدا، نقول الحق ونبينه ألا نعبد إلا الله. الكلام مفصل فيه نفي وإثبات، وفيه استثناء بعد كلام يعني بين ألا نعبد إلا الله، وهذا يقتضي الحصر والقصر، فالاستثناء بعد النفي يفيد الحصر والقصر. ثم زاد الله ذلك بيانا وتأكيدا، إذا الحق يبين ويوضح ولا يكون فيه لبس ولا غموض أبدا، ألا نعبد إلا الله. كما قلنا الناس في المشارق والمغارب للأسف غالب الناس على أن الدعوة إلى التوحيد تؤدي إلى تنفير الناس وإلى تفريقهم، وهذا من جهل الناس. التوحيد متى كان التوحيد مفرقا؟ التوحيد يدعو إلى التوحيد، إلى أن نعبد الله وحده، هذا يجمع ولا يفرق. الشرك هو الذي يفرق، الشرك هو الذي يجعل الناس شيعا وأحزابا، البدع هي التي تفرق. أما التوحيد فيجمع، أما السنة فتجمع، أما العلم فيجمع. أما إذا أبى الناس إلا الفرقة وأبوا إلا الجهل وأبوا إلا الشركيات وأبوا إلا البدع فهم الذين اختاروا لأنفسهم، أما نحن فلا نضيع معالم الحق بزعم أننا نرفق بالخلق. تضيع معالم الحق جهل عظيم، ألا نعبد إلا الله. انظروا إلى البيان، ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا، فأمر بالتوحيد ونهي عن ضده، وكلمة شيئا تشمل الشرك صغيره وكبيره. إذا الخطاب يدخل فيه الجميع، وإن كان موجها لأهل الكتاب فنحن أولى. كما يقال للصغير لا تقل كلاما قبيحا، هل يفهم من هذا أن الكبير يجوز له أن يقول القبيح؟ بالعكس، الكبير أولى وأولى أن لا يقول هذا الكلام القبيح. إن كان هذا الطفل الصغير ينهى عن الكلام القبيح وعن سوء الأدب فالأولى أن ينتهي الكبير، وإلا لو وقع سوء الأدب من الكبير هو أعظم من أن يقع من هذا الصغير. إذن الخطاب للأدنى، وإن تضمن أمرا ونهيا فليس هو خاصا بالأدنى بل الأعلى أولى منه. ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا، وزاد الله الأمر بيانا وإيضاحا، ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله، لا الأنبياء ولا الرسل، فضلا عن العلماء والصالحين، لا يجوز أن نتخذ أحدا ربا من دون الله، لا يجوز لأحد أن يحل الحرام وأن يحرم الحلال، لا يجوز لأحد أن يشرع في دين الله، لا يجوز لأحد أن يدعى له العصمة بعد رسول الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. لا نرفع البشر فوق بشريتهم، لا نتجاوز بالعبد حد العبودية أبدا، فالعبد عبد، وإن كان رسولا وإن كان نبيا فهو عبد، وإن كان صالحا وإن كان صديقا فهو عبد، ليس ربا وليس إلها، لا يدعى ولا يرجى ولا يتوكل عليه ولا يتعلق به، فكل هذا لله وحده. ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. هذه معالم الحق، هذه معالم الهدى، هذه معالم الدعوة الصالحة الحقة التي تبقى وتدوم وتنفع. فبعد هذا كله بعد هذا البيان فإن تولوا يقولوا اشهدوا بأن مسلمون خلاص. عندما يأبى هؤلاء إلا الضلال، يأبى هؤلاء إلا البدع، يأبى هؤلاء إلا الشرك، يأبى هؤلاء إلا الكفر، يأبى هؤلاء إلا الفسق، عندما يأبى هذا المدعو هو الذي أبى. كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى، هو الذي أبى، هو الذي رفض، هو الذي أعرض، هو الذي تولى. فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأن مسلمون موحدون على السنة وعلى طريقة الصحابة سلف الأمة، هذا هو الدين الحق وهذه هي الدعوة الحقة. والآية وإن كانت آية واحدة لكنها اشتملت على هذه البينات الواضحات الجليات. فنسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا من أهل الهدى ومن أهل البينات الواضحات الجليات، وألا يزيغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هدانا، إنه سبحانه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وهذا موقفنا إن شاء الله في محاضرة الليلة الافتتاحية. نسأل الله أن تكون الفاتحة فاتحة خير، وأن يجعل الختام ختام خير كذلك، إنه سبحانه وحده المعين على ذلك. فأقول في الختام وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم.
Sheikh said that we end this lecture by the end of the noble ayah that we are explaining. The Sheikh said that the first half of the ayah, you find in it extreme care and diligence to call the people and to be gentle with those who oppose the truth, to call them to accept the truth. The second half of it, the second part of it, you see extreme care and diligence to show the truth and make it clear and manifest. And that, you know, to show it as it should be, that there is no bargaining with anyone in terms of clarifying and making the truth crystal clear. So the ayah says that we should worship none but Allah. Allah did not say that we should worship Allah. The ayah said that we should worship none but Allah, which is a stronger way of emphasizing tawheed and shying away from shirk. Basically, it says that the true muwahhid, for someone to be a muwahhid, he cannot be truly a muwahhid until he dissociates himself and declares his innocence from all kinds of shirk. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we should worship none but Allah, which here this the Shaykh mentioned that it gives us the benefit of hasl and qasr, which is the Arabic style in the language. It shows restricting the issue in this, that we should not worship none but Allah. This is much stronger and there's more emphasis in it than just saying that we should worship Allah. Rather, it says we should worship none but Allah. Also, after that, there is an addition. Not only this form of emphasis with restriction that we should not worship not anyone but Allah. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added, and that we should not associate partners with him at all in anything. And this is, you know, very general, and it includes everybody here. It includes everybody, that none should be associating anyone with in worship with Allah. No one. So this is now general to everybody, people of the book and otherwise. The Sheikh said, by us making this declaration and this clarification that we should worship none but Allah and that we should not associate any partners with him at all, by this clear statement that we made, did we curse anyone? Or did we swear at anyone? Of course the answer is no. So we have to differentiate between the issue of establishing the truth and the issue of the situation when you are trying to call others, to invite others. In terms of establishing the truth, we have to say what the truth is, regardless of how people think about it. But then when we invite them to it, we have to use the best ways and means to make them love it and like it. So, for instance, the Shaykh said, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse the Jews and the Christians. They have taken the graves of their prophets as masajid, as masjids, as mosques. May Allah curse them because they did that. So you can see here there is a curse on the Jews and the Christians. And this is a fact that he's just telling us. It's a truth that Rasulullah is just mentioning. Now, on the other hand, when he is approaching and inviting a Jew or a Christian to accept the truth, if you find Rasulullah using any word like cursing or something like that, the Shaykh said you don't find that. You curse him while inviting him to accept the truth. Rather, Rasulullah taught Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha, when once she got angry, and she got angry for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because a Jew passed by, and instead of saying Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, he said Assalamu alaikum. He chewed up that lamb, he ate it up, he didn't mention the lamb in Assalam. And therefore the meaning became death be upon you. Instead of peace be upon you, the meaning changed into death be upon you. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she answered them, she heard it, and she answered them saying, and upon you is a son, death upon you too. And curse also, and curse the children of the monkeys and the pigs. So Rasulullah told her not to say that, and not to use these words. Rather, even more than that, in the Quran, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidding us from cursing the idols, the gods, that the false gods that the mushrikun are worshipping. So, when you are in the station of a da'wah, when you are in a position of calling and inviting others to the truth, this type of speech that includes harshness and rigidness is not beneficial and is not going to bring the people closer to the truth. So therefore, when you are calling someone to the truth, you do not use this method. But at the same time, we have to understand that being gentle and kind with the people should not lead us to waste the true meanings, the truth, to make it wasted, completely wasted. We should not do that. The Sheikh said that we are in a time nowadays, unfortunately, that we have people who claim that calling to at-tawheed caused the people to separate and fight with one another. We say this is not true. Rather, shirk and bid'ah, you know, associating partners and having acting upon heresies and ignorance, this is what leads to people to be split and divided. And the sunnah, on the other hand, the tawheed and the knowledge, it should bring the people together and should bring them into agreement. But then, if the people chose otherwise, then it is upon them. You see that in the ayah here, Allah says that we should worship none but Allah, and we should not associate anything with Him in worship. So you can see that there is an order to have tawheed, to act upon tawheed, and there is an order forbidding the opposite to that, which is shirk. And this speech is directed to all, as the Shaykh has mentioned. The Shaykh gave an example, exactly when you tell a young child, you tell him, do not use, for instance, do not use obscene words. This is what you tell to the child. Isn't it the true that the people who are old, not the children, they are more deserving not to use these obscene words? But you are telling the child not to use obscene words, but then the
Kabir, the one who is old in age, is more deserving for him, and he has should be more having more right not to use obscene words. So the order is general to everybody. Then there is the order that we should not take each other or one another as lords beside Allah. So we do not take the prophets as lords beside Allah. If we don't take the prophets as lords, so what about the scholars? They shouldn't be taken as lords either. No one should be legislating on his own, a legislation on his own. No one should claim infallibility for himself. No one should claim infallibility for himself. We do not raise human beings more than their humanity, and we do not raise them from the level of servitude, being worshippers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though if they were in the status of the prophets. So we do not worship them, we do not call upon them, we do not hope in them, rather this is fitting only for Allah. So these are generally the milestones of the truth, of the guidance, of the call that is the pious call, the righteous call. The call that will stay and last and benefit the people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end, so if they turn away, so say, bear witness that we are Muslimun. When those who are being invited to the truth choose not to follow the truth, then they are the ones who chose to turn away. They are the ones who did not accept. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all of my ummah will enter paradise except those who refuse. So the ones who refuse, they are the ones who are responsible for their refusal. We say to them, bear witness that we are Muslimun, that we are Muwahidun upon Tawheed, that we are upon the Sunnah, that we are upon the understanding of the companions. So the ayah, although it is just one ayah, but it has included a lot of clarification and it included a lot of guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and not to make our hearts turn in the wrong direction. And we ask Him to make this a good opening for this conference. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make also the last of this conference to be good. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. And just